Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. In today's Swamp Swami College Football Top 25, who should be the number one team? Depending on which poll you're following today, the Associated Press, the USA Today Coaches Poll, or my SwampSwami.com poll, there are three different number one teams in college football this week. The Associated Press has elevated the LSU Tigers to the number one position this week. The Bayou Bengals have certainly earned the lofty consideration. After downing Auburn on Saturday, LSU has now defeated three teams in the Associated Press top 10 rankings this season: Texas, Florida, and now Auburn. The AP's top four teams this week are LSU, Alabama, Ohio State at number three, and Clemson at number four. The USA Today Coaches Poll has Alabama as their number one team this week. Bama has run roughshod over every opponent this season, but the Crimson Tide's best win has come over a 5-3 Texas A&M team. Other than the Aggies, none of Alabama's other seven opponents currently has a winning record this year. The USA Today Coaches Poll has a top four comprised of Alabama, number two LSU, Clemson at number three, and Ohio State at number four. Now, before I bring you the SwampSwami.com college football number one team for this week, let's briefly discuss Ohio State. This steamroller of the Big Ten Conference has beaten every single opponent this year by more than 20 points per game. The 8-0 Buckeyes handed 7-1 Cincinnati their only loss, 42-0 in week number two. And they just clobbered 6-2 Wisconsin, 38-7 on Saturday afternoon. Penn State and a trip to Michigan come in the final 2 weeks of the season for Ohio State. Are they for real? We're going to find out soon. Now that brings me to my SwampSwami.com college football top 25 rankings for this week. For those who are new to our show, let's cover how the rankings are done in my poll. We start the season with the final Associated Press poll from the last year. Now that just seems fair to me. Once one of last season's top 25 lose their first game this year, they are dropped back into a pool of one-loss teams. And then from there, the team's ranking this season is based on that team's best victory of the new season. For example, a win over a 7-1 team will trump your best win over a 5-3 team. Are you listening, Alabama? At the end of last season, Clemson won the championship game and was rated number one by the Associated Press. Alabama was ranked number two, Ohio State was number three. In that final poll last year, LSU finished number six, and Penn State was number 17 at the end of last season. All of the other top 25 teams from the end of last year have now lost one or more games in 2019. And those teams are now mixed into our one and two loss pool of teams this year. As of the week ending Saturday, October 26, there are just 9 undefeated teams remaining out of the 130 FBS Large Division college football teams. If a team hasn't lost a game this season, I believe that they should be ranked higher than any team which has already lost one game this season. My poll doesn't care how many teams your team blasts their homecoming opponent by. It's simply based on wins and losses. If you lose, you better hope that your team has beaten a very good team in 2019. Otherwise, you're going to sink among that group of teams with the same record. This week, in our poll, we say goodbye to 6-2 Notre Dame, and boy, they stunk it up. They were steamrolled by 6-2 Michigan, 45-14 on Saturday. This week, we also welcome back 6-2 Kansas State into our top 25 poll for the week at number 24 after they dropped 7-1 Oklahoma from the ranks of the unbeaten teams. The Sooners dropped from number 4 last week all the way down to number 16 for this week. And to return to the top group of teams, OU will need to win all of its remaining games for the year and then hope that others fall from the ranks of the unbeaten teams. Good luck with that. In addition to the 9 unbeaten teams, there are now just 13 teams with one loss. That means that we are now having to consider the 2-loss teams. There are 13 of them this week. Auburn, Kansas State, and Wisconsin are the 2-loss teams which round out this week's top 25 in my poll, but I will also reveal, if you go to our website, the remainder of the 2-loss teams this year. Remember that they are ranked according to their best win in 2019. This week, there are a number of unbeaten teams which are taking the week off. LSU, Alabama, Ohio State, Penn State, and Minnesota among them. You guys can rest easy this week because my poll is not a weekly beauty contest. That said, let's now cover the top 25 for college football for the week ending on Saturday, October 26th. At number 25, it's 6-2 Wisconsin. At number 24, after that big win over Oklahoma, it's Kansas State. At number 23, from the SEC, Auburn. Now let's go into the one-loss teams. At number 22, it's UAB from Conference USA. At 21, it's Wake Forest of the ACC, who will play host to North Carolina State on Saturday afternoon. At number 20, from the Mountain West, it's Boise State at 6-1. At number 19 this week, from Conference USA, it's the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs at 7-1. At number 18, from the Pac-12, it's the Oregon Ducks, who won a 37-35 thriller over Washington State with a field goal at the buzzer. They take on USC this Saturday. That should be fun. At number 17, also from the Pac-12 at 7-1, it's Utah. At number 16 this week, after dropping from the top four, it's Oklahoma. At number 15 from the Mountain West Conference, it's 7-1 San Diego State. At number 14 from the American Conference, it's 6-1 Cincinnati, who goes to East Carolina this weekend. Moving up to number 13 this week, salute to the U.S. Naval Academy at 6-1 and number 13 in this week's poll. At number 12 from the Southeastern Conference, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. Also from the SEC at number 11 this week, it's the Florida Gators. At number 10 this week from the American Conference, it's the Memphis Tigers at 7-1. Their best win this year comes over a 6-1 Navy team. Now for the unbeatens. At number 9 from the Sun Belt, it's 7-0 Appalachian State. On Thursday night, a great game coming up, they'll play 6-2 Georgia State from the Sun Belt Conference. At number 8 this week from the Big 12, it's 7-0 Baylor. Baylor will also play on Thursday night against a 3-4 West Virginia squad. At number 7 this week, they just keep inching up this top 10 from the Big 10 at 8-0. It's the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They won handily this past weekend. They have a week off this week, and then the big game of the season, they'll host 8-0 Penn State. At number 6 from the American Conference, another big surprise team this year, the Southern Methodist University Mustangs are 8-0. They survived a scare at the University of Houston last week, and they will be at Memphis on Saturday. Should be a good one. At number 5 from the Big Ten at 8-0, it's Penn State, who beat Michigan State 28-7 this last week. They have a bye coming for this week, and then they'll face Minnesota. At number 4, it's the LSU Tigers, who soundly beat Auburn this past week, and that's their third win over a top 10 team for this season. At number 3, from the Big Ten at 8-0, it's Ohio State. They absolutely crushed Wisconsin 38-7, and they are off this weekend. At number 2 in our poll from the Southeastern Conference, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide at 8-0. The Tide now has the week off as they will get ready to host LSU in 2 weeks. And at number 1 in our poll, continuing to hold on to that number 1 spot, it's the Clemson Tigers. And Clemson should have a real tough game this weekend, wink, wink. They take on the Wofford Terriers on Saturday. What a woofer that should be. And that's it for this week's SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25. Come back and see us next week.